This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Tell me this is a publicity stunt on behalf of American Idol, whose ratings have to be falling pretty significantly. I mean, I'm looking at these different shows like, what was the other one, The Voice? They bring John Legend on. They list him as an activist. This is he's a singer-songwriter, and they say political activist, singer-songwriter. I mean, really? He wanted that in his title. Political activist. I joke with people and say, you know who's going to win a competition based on the intersectionality. You're a white guy, you got a fat chance. You better be really good, white boy, is all I got to say. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, hosted by a black dude. But that's about where my intersectionality ends. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, talking about cancel culture and the strangeness of these different shows and stuff. That all of it is intended to wake us up. You can't just look at a show for the talent. You can't just watch The Voice and say, oh man, that girl can sing, that guy can sing. You got to know the understory. And look, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I want to know what makes people tick, how they come to where they are. But you're not going to get this, oh man, that story was amazing, let me overlook the talent and I'll give somebody, you know, the keys to the kingdom. And that's what it's become. This other show, I think it's called America's Got Talent, the one with Simon, his name Cowell. They give the golden button to somebody because, you know, they tell the most horrific story. Well, my father died when I was 3. We moved from Africa, you know, 13, and I knew I could not sing, but the wolves taught me how to sing. You know, either you're good at what you do or you're not. Meritocracy, people. Wow. Here's the thing. Will you ever be good enough for the woke generation? Dave Chappelle asked this question. Will you ever be good enough? I already told you. The reason why the Academy Awards don't have a host 3 years in a row now. Once they you know, went after, I guess it was, I don't know who it was, but Ricky Gervais, Kevin Hart, whomever. Once they did that, any potential host went, no. Who are the hosts? Hosts are funny people. They're comedians. You know what comedians do? They offend. I was talking to a lady the other day about, you know, how people say, Kevin, how do you do things and you're not so concerned about, you know, offending people? I go, because I'm not an offensive person. You may not like the words that come out of my mouth, but I'm not trying to offend you. If you get offended, we can talk about it. You can say, Kevin, I was a little taken aback by this comment. And I go, wow, I'm really sorry you feel that way. Hope you can overcome that. It would be like you're talking about sexual abuse and you've never been sexually abused, but the person you're talking to has been sexually abused. It will probably offend them because you don't have a frame of reference. But if you say to me, Kevin, you know, it's a bit of a sensitive subject, I'll go, oh, you know what? Good point. Good point. But you're not going to get me to change. The reason why I can speak with such authority is I'm not going to change it. I can temper it for the audience. If you explain to me, Kevin, this is a, I'll say, you know, I understand it's a sensitive subject for you, and I hope that you're able to deal with that. But everybody doesn't feel that way. I'm going to give you my side of it. The sale's going to get made, but it isn't going to be you selling me. I will sympathize with your situation, but we've gotten broken in this country. Everybody feels like, well, I did. They'll even say that, well, Kevin, I don't want to offend you. Well, are you offensive? Spit out what you say, and how about you let me decide if it's offensive to me? And am I that sensitive to where it has to be, well, Kevin, I don't know. I don't like to offend you little cream puff black people. You're not going to offend me. And anything that I will take umbrage with, I will tell you to your face. I ain't afraid of you. I ain't scared of you. If you don't take chances, folks, you don't get better. Everybody learns real lessons come from failure. When you tell, I don't want my children to fail. Sure you do. Yes, you do. If you're smart, you encourage it. I want my kids to fail. Fail and fail and fail and fail and fail. Until you succeed. You have to overcome failure. This generation of snowflakes won't know what it means to truly fail. To have to dig yourself out of a hole. To have to truly fight for something that's actually important. I mentioned in the last segment of the first hour, this American Idol top five finalists, his name is Caleb Kennedy. He had to leave the show. Why? A video surfaced showing him next to somebody in what appeared to be a KKK hood. Prank. It was a prank. 16 years old. And here's what he wrote. Hey, y'all, this is going to be a bit of a surprise, but I'm no longer going to be on American Idol. There was a video that surfaced on the internet, and it displayed actions that were not meant to be taken in that way. I was younger, did not think about the actions, but that's not an excuse. I want to say sorry to all my fans and everyone who I let down. I'll be taking a little time off social media to better myself. But saying that, I know that this has hurt and disappointed a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. 16-year-old kid issuing an adult apology for a prank that 16-year-old kids do. He's not on a show that was theoretically something that could change his life. You know what I would have done? I would have said, you know what? I think American Idol made a huge mistake. I'm a talented singer. I did something at 14 that, quite frankly, was a joke. And I'm not apologizing for it. I'm not apologizing to anybody for being a loving kid who's got friends of all races, colors, and creeds, always has and always will. I will see you on the other side of this when I start winning awards, probably not Grammys, because I don't give a crap about their little stinky award. That would have been me. Cancel culture, man. This kid gets kicked off of a show for something that trivial. What would you get kicked off of a show for? What is it in your life that you could get recommended for that somebody's going to go look at your social media and go, oh, look at what they said about him? Let me tell you right now, I'm not on boards, committees, and a host of other things because of the things that I've tweeted and the stances that I've taken. Now ask me this question. Kevin, do you give a crap? Ask me. Come on. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's too much virtue signaling going on and not enough virtue. I am so tired of people shoving the shot and face coverings down our throats. Stop using your platforms to install fear. The lack of respect for people that choose to not be an experiment or choose to not smother themselves with a face diaper coming from people that promote my body, my choice, is astounding. If I had to choose between getting the shot and jumping out of a plane without a parachute, I'd say gas that plane up, baby. No one is telling you you can't mask up. No one is telling you you can't get the Fauci out, so stop demanding me to. If you're still scared, stay 6 feet away. Life's too short to live my life the way you want me to in order to make you feel comfortable. It's been over a year. I'm not responsible for your fears. I'm going to trust my immune system and allow my body to do its job while you stuff your face with free donuts for getting a shot in order to be healthy. That sounds like a bigger issue. I'm tired of being lectured about caring for others by people that wish me dead in the same sentence. It's not my job to make you comfortable, and it's not my job to keep you healthy. Stay out of my business.
How many of you feel that way? I do. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's my body. It's my choice. You want to get the shot? Get it. You want to wear two masks? Wear them. You should be protected. You want to stay away from me because I don't have a mask? No problem. I have too many friends already. I'm starting to go, you know what? Maybe you're not quite as close to me as I thought you were. I have lots of friends. And when I say friends, I don't mean people that kind of know me. I'm talking about people who will come fight with me, who will bail me out of jail, who will make me a loan, as we say, ride or die. I have a lot of them. And I'm not going to judge them if they do want to get a shot or whatever and do that. But I've chosen them for different reasons. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's my body. She used some keywords. They want to install fear. And she said it's an experiment. My body, my choice. But she also said this. I think this is deep. I'm not responsible for your fears. You ever met somebody who's self-destructive and they want to blame you for it? And then you finally have to say to them, I'm not responsible for the situation you find yourself in. Maybe you enabled them a little bit. Gave them money when they needed it and they were drinkers or they, you know, had a drug problem or just didn't want to work, lazy, whatever, and you bailed them out, and then they come to you and they say, I need a loan, and you're like, no, I'm done. And they're like, man, you know, you're the reason why I'm here, and they try to lay a guilt trip on you. Kind of like what black liberals do all day long, every day, and twice on Sunday. Man, and the white man. That's what people are doing with these masks. But I want to talk a little bit about this Wu flu, how the government is trying to sell it. And it's nothing more than a ruse. DeSantis, he's one of the first governors out there who's really saying, I'm clamping down. I mean, Kristi Noem is amazing, but DeSantis is making her look like a bit of a Girl Scout. In comparison, this dude is going to town. He's suing the CDC. We might get to it. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but somebody needs to sue the CDC. They don't know. The CDC doesn't know anything about anything, and they try to come off as, we have experts. They have paid propagandists. I want to play a clip of some people that took the shot. I don't know if you've seen this clip. And they say that their arm is now magnetized. Remember I told you that they put these nanoparticles and things like this? This was written about by Michael Crichton years ago. I was fascinated by his writing. But it's been written about. And anyway, if you took the Wu flu shot, they claim you can put a magnet and hang it off of the spot where the shot came, where you took the shot. And so people didn't believe it, and they were doing it, and the guy chronicled it. I don't know if it's a spoof or not. I've got a friend of mine that took it, and I'm going to ask him to do it. But they say it's magnetized. That you can hang a magnet. Get your refrigerator magnet. If you took the shot, let me know. I would really like to know if this is true. But here's the clip.
People around the world are taking to the internet to report a very strange phenomenon. They are reporting that magnets are sticking to where they received their COVID-19 injections in their arm. And oftentimes they have video evidence to back up their claims.
Yeah.
Oftentimes these people say that they're not conspiracy theorists or anti-vaxxers, which makes sense given the fact that they've taken the vaccine. Upon posting previous versions of this compilation video, people have reached out to me with their own testimony and their own experiments. For example, one man reached out and said his wife tried it with a normal fridge magnet and it stuck to her arm. He says when you pass the magnet up the arm, the only place you get resistance is where she got the jab. This video is my attempt to document this phenomenon in terms of the videos and the images that are popping up on the internet. Let's dive in.
I recently just got the COVID vaccine, like last month, and I wanted to try it out and see if that was true. So I have a magnet here. It's an actual magnet. I just got it off my fridge. This is the arm I got the COVID vaccine on, so I'm going to see if the magnet sticks to my arm, and if it does, then what I heard is true. So I got the vaccine somewhere, like, back here. No. You're kidding. It, like, if I slide it down, it stops right there. Like, I can feel it.
Huh? Let me think about that.
Why does it feel like a needle going in me, though, when that black magnet goes across it? I can tell. Something's not right. Now it's here. I mean, why does it feel like a needle going in me?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. I have a couple of people who've taken the vaccine, and I'm going to ask them to do it, and I will report to you next week what they say. But this, I don't know about you. I don't know, and I've never tried it with any other shot. But I have friends of mine who will not take vaccines, and you know, they've studied what's in them, and after they told me, I felt like kind of a fool. But what could it possibly be that's magnetizing this Wu flu vaccine? And is it anyone in particular? Are you running into anybody like this? Please let us know. 844-551-8255. If you've gotten the shot, get your magnet. I mean, it might scare the heck out of you to get your refrigerator magnet and put it on your arm and see. And if it sticks, you're going to be like, what the heck? It could be benign. I don't know. But I'll ask you again, do you trust this government? The government that stole an election, the government that openly practices racism against Christian conservatives and specifically whites. I mean, do you trust this government? I'm not one of these people. I'm all for government. I get we need government. You know what I want, though, out of my government? I want honesty. The same thing you want in relationships, the same thing you want in whether it's a business partner, whether it's your life partner, whether it's your children, whether it's a teacher, whether it's your doctor. More to talk about with the Wu flu when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As prices continue to rise and inflation is being seen all across the United States, White House economist Celia Rouse explains why she believes prices are continuing to rise.
Those prices are increasing because we were at unusual lows because of the pandemic. They are rebounding as the economy starts to heal, but many of those sectors are actually not even back to where they were before. We expect there's going to be a period as, you know, supply starts to equal demand and sectors are healing and recovering, that we're going to see some, you know, there's going to be some choppiness.
The Labor Department releasing numbers earlier this week saying inflation jumped 4.2% on an annualized rate in April, the fastest pace in more than 12 years. Las Vegas is dropping its casino mask mandate for vaccinated guests and employees. Guests at the Wynn will be required to wear a mask if they haven't been vaccinated, but the casino won't ask for proof. USA Radio News. The 17-year cicadas are coming out of their burrows soon. The black and red flying insects have been living underground as nymphs since 2004, long before Presidents Trump or Obama. Billions of cicadas were expected to finally emerge from the ground in the first week of May, making a high-pitched, continuous buzzing sound from Tennessee to New York. Scientists say the 17-year cicadas are being delayed by a cold snap in the East and Midwest, but we should expect them in the next few days. Pressure is mounting for Japan to call off the Tokyo Olympics. More than 350,000 people signed a petition urging organizers to cancel the games as Japan experiences a fourth wave of coronavirus infections. Tokyo is under a state of emergency just 10 weeks before the scheduled July 23rd start of the games. The United States also under pressure to not send athletes over to Tokyo if the Olympics start as planned. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And to help us get there, we've added two new tools. One, Americans can go to vaccines.gov, or they can text their zip code to their zip code, text it to 438829.
To help us get there, to help us get where, Joey D? Joey Demento? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Go to vaccines.gov or put in your zip code and we'll tell you where to get a shot. Like you don't know? Isn't that racist? they really better handhold black people and get an ID. How are they going to know who the black person is that got the shot? They better make sure they drive them by the DMV and get them an ID first. So Biden's trying to cajole people to please go get the shot. Remember Michelle Obama talking about, you need to go get this shot because you can't hang out with the Obamas unless you get this shot. You can't hang out with the Obamas even if you get the shot. If you're a regular Negro, you cannot hang out with the Obamas. The Obamas are jet setters. The Obamas are so far. It's funny how much they milk black folks and yet live white people lives. Obama's, do you think the Obamas live in a black neighborhood? Please. I would love to see who Barack and Michelle are hanging out with these days. Oh, they got their token black friends, but they are hobnobbing. They're trying to figure out how to hold on to them millions of dollars they essentially extorted from the country through these crooked deals, book deals and such. COVID vaccine. You've heard me talk about it. Here's what is happening in Ohio, in case you haven't heard the story. Amid dropping vaccine demand in Ohio, let me explain what I just read. That is a euphemism for nobody wants to take this stupid shot. I got a notification from the school saying, for the parents who want to know more about this vaccine, blah, 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 go here, do that. I almost am tempted to go just to see how many people don't show up. Guys, I've driven by more of these vaccine centers. They're empty. CVS has a store. I could throw a rock and hit it from my house. Big thing is you drive into the parking lot. Get your COVID vaccine here, please. It's free. I mean, it might as well be with a bullhorn attached to it. You have to drive around it to get into the lot. Almost ran it over. No, I'm kidding. But do you think the parking lot was loaded? They make it sound like, wait, remember me? Let me slow down because I'm starting to talk black. Remember when I told you white folks that they would try to sell this as a racial thing? They were going to try to trick you into getting the shot. It cracks me up when I think about it by telling you. Now, listen, we're going to let black people get this shot first. And they wanted the outrage. They wanted conservatives. I'll be doggone if they're not going to line up those Negroes in front of us. So you know what you white people did. Y'all, hey, I'm proud of you. Y'all didn't go. You didn't fall for it. You went, you know what? It's okay. Go ahead, Jaquall. Go ahead, Jamal. Go ahead, Janiqua. Go ahead and get that shot that you have no protection against. You can't sue anybody. And when you start flippity-flopping in everywhere when you're going to get groceries and stuff, and people are going to look at you and go, yep. What's that drug I was telling y'all about? Flumitaride or whatever, where all those babies were born with the little bitty limbs? Yeah, that's it. And I'm going to tell you, the more things you read about this stuff, the worse it gets. There is no silver lining here. This is bad news. But it cracked me up when they were going to use black people like, oh, yeah, so we're going to do it this way. We're going to do racial justice, and we want biopics. These are black, indigenous, and other people of color, I think is what it's like, a biopic, okay? Biopic. No, that's not a biopic. It's a bopic or something. Anyway, it was meant to be for minorities. And so they wanted to get you so mad that you were going to jump in front of that line. How dare you? I'm going to get my shot in front of those Negroes. And y'all went, oh, no, no, no. You're not going to bait us in with that. And white people went, no, no, it's okay. It's quite all right. You, in this particular case, we will defer. Go on, Rosa. Go, Rosa. So, yeah. And then they couldn't convince black people, so they got Michelle Obama out there hawking it. Oh, you know, if you can't come hang out with the Obamas, and they got rappers talking about it. I saw LL Cool J interviewed Fauci on this subject. And black folks are like, you ain't going to Tuskegee experiment me again, white people. No way, no how, no sir. So now in Ohio, you know what they're doing? They want to do a weekly drawing. $1 million. The governor announced this. Open to residents who've received at least one dose of the vaccine. A similar lottery for teenagers will provide the lucky names with a full four-year scholarship to a public university in Ohio, including room and board. Do I need to explain to you that they can't get enough people to want to take this stupid shot? Are you getting this, people? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I'm giving you the facts. If this were something that were truly a pandemic and people were afraid of getting it, wouldn't they line up to go get it? They have to trick you. Win the lottery. Black people ain't signing up. They got the cop lottery right now. Why would we sign up when we could get a lot more money getting a relative killed by a cop? I'm not going to go get that shot beat. Yeah, I can't do a radio show with a palsy.
Hello, everybody. This Kevin. It's nice to talk to you.
I'm not making fun of people with palsy, by the way. I got a friend, Cookie. What's up, Cook? Cookie, who has cerebral palsy, maybe one of the longest living guys with it, and he was an athlete, man. You got to read up about Cookie. I'm going to have Cookie on the show one day, and we're going to both talk like this. But we give him a ration of it because we love the little dude. But so I'm not making fun of him, but I'm telling you, I can't do a radio show with palsy. But the governor, he says, the number of Ohioans who will get the vaccine will determine what our future looks like, particularly this coming winter. Everyone has a stake in more Ohioans getting vaccinated. Every state's got a gimmick, folks, because you know why? There have not been 75 million people that got vaccinated. The reason why they reduced it, you can now get vaccinated down to the age of 12. Go put your kids through this nonsense so they can live a life with whatever comes next after this nonsense. Don't do it. Oh, man. So it gets worse. So here's where they're going to pay for this. The first of the weekly drawings will begin May 26th. The money is going to come from existing federal coronavirus relief funds. They're going to fund this with your tax dollars. Now, Devine goes on to say this, the governor of Ohio. I know that some may say, DeWine, you're crazy. This million-dollar drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. But truly, the real waste at this point in the pandemic, when the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it, is a life lost to COVID-19. Now, he's not going to explain to you that your life lost to the vaccine or your life completely altered because of the vaccine. Well, that doesn't count. This is insanity. Here's what's funny, though. It doesn't end there. Not funny, ha-ha. Elsewhere in Ohio, DeWine said other businesses are running their own incentive program. He said the Cleveland Indians are offering discounts on tickets to games, as are the state's minor league teams. Guys, do I need to explain to you how much of a ruse this is when they're trying to induce you to come through ticket? Pretty soon it's going to be, do you have your shot, get your 20% discount on all services or whatever. Maybe they'll even go to saying, you know what, you get your shot, you don't have to pay taxes. He says, the fast food restaurant White Castle is offering free butter cakes on a stick. And Kroger, the grocery store, is giving employees $100 in cash. This is how well this is being received. He says 42% of the Ohioans have at least had a dose of this. I don't believe it. There's more to this than they're ever going to tell you. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What happens when people realize that this has been a scamdemic? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Even if you don't believe as I do, do me this solid. Pretend for one moment that I'm right, that it's a scamdemic, that the numbers were fudged in terms of the numbers of people who got the disease. Those numbers were much higher. Pretend that you believe me when I say that the number of people who actually died from this disease, I'm talking about directly involving this disease, are much lower. And yet, you were forced to lock down. Businesses were shut down. They now rush these vaccines to you. And again, I'm asking you to just go with me here. And if you believe as I do, and we're going to play this experimental little game here for a second, and the number of people who have died from this shot you're not being told the truth. It's higher. The number of people who've gotten some form of sickness that can be debilitating is much higher. The number of people who got sick in general is higher. The number of people whose lives have been altered forever are higher. The safeness and effectiveness of this drug, you've been lied to. It's much lower. In many cases, it's not protecting you, or it's giving you some of the other conditions. Blindness, blood clots, palsy, or even death. And who knows what else. And maybe, as this conspiracy theorist Kevin Jackson believes, maybe they can flip a switch on it because it's altered your DNA and they can put your lights out whenever they want. What if any of that? What if you take whatever piece of it? That's, and I get it. You can go, well, Kevin, that's a lot, man. And, you know, it seems rather conspiratorial, whatever. Okay, fine. But just take any of it. Let me ask you, do you believe that the government might lie to you about the number of people who actually got the disease, that it was higher? Because in raising the numbers higher, it means that the number of people who died as a percentage of the disease is much lower. Would you believe that? Do you trust the government to give you those numbers? Do you even know if they know? Do we have herd immunity? I contend, and I would love for somebody to do this. I know you're not going to, and here's what, I don't blame you. I know you're not going to go out and get tested for Wu Flu because you don't want to be on a thing that says, yeah, at some point you had it. But if everybody had to get tested, and we were looking at antibodies, I'm going to bet you 80% of this country has already had the Wu Flu. Many of you didn't even know it. That's how dangerous it wasn't. But this is where we are. So take any piece of this where there's a lot. Because here's what I would say. If there's a disease that came over, the first thing you got to admit is where it came from. We can't talk about that. You say China virus, a friend of an acquaintance of mine got called a racist because they refer to this as the China virus, which, as we all know, is what it is. They won't tell us that we paid money for it. Fauci lied about it. He's not going to tell you this because his butt's in the, you know, going to be put in the vice. So he doesn't want to tell you the truth. He's on the payroll to tell you lies, and he loves that $400,000 a year he gets, plus the millions more he makes in books and appearances and all the other things that he does. He's a mogul, man. He has risen to as high as he can rise, other than being Surgeon General. And he's more powerful right now than the Surgeon General. You think he's going to tell you the truth? Go look at any CDC report, the guidance they call it. Go look at it. It's a helter-skelter hodgepodge of nonsense. The most recent one was, it's okay to do your mask if you're outside, if it was this much, and you know, they give you percentages as if they know, as if there's a study behind it. There was a joke when I met Melissa, she would say to me, because I'd say something like, well, you know, 80% of the time, and she would be like, you sure it's 80? And you catch yourself just making stuff up. It's become such a part of the lexicon that you're like, well, I would bet, you know, like probably 65% of people do that. And people go, yeah, it sounds about right. As if you know. You don't know. You have no, why don't you just pull another statistic out of your buttocks? You have no idea. We just spit stuff out. And luckily, Google, because when I was doing it, oh, Lord, I hated meeting Melissa in the time of Google, because I would pull out a statistic and she'd go, no, it's 23%. Go, where'd you get that? She'd hold up her phone. Google. Google made a lot of people have to just, we lost game. Brothers lost game with Google. You lost game. They can look up anything. They can look up the hoopty you drive. You can have your friend's Porsche keys, but they know it belongs to Ray Ray. You get what I'm saying? So all I'm asking you is a very simple question. Do you believe that the government is giving you the whole truth? Because here's what I would say to you. Even if the government thinks it's giving you the whole truth, it's giving you lies. The government no more knows that 6 feet is safer than 5 feet is safer than 50 feet. In fact, MIT came out and said, if you're in a place inside 6 feet, 60 feet, it doesn't matter. You're going to get what's traveling through that environment. But all these stores, it's cleaner now. We're this, we're that. If you're going to get it, you're going to get the disease. I got it. And I got it with all the safeguards that they said. I was on a plane. I was on four airplanes. And one of those suckers on the airplane was breathing out some infected air that went through. Do you know what they put on a plane? We wash our planes down to the hilt. Our planes are the cleanest planes flying in the air. And one of those doggone stinky butt planes got me the woo flu. It was either going to Florida, from Florida to St. Louis, or St. Louis to Detroit, or Detroit back to St. Louis. It was one of those four flights is where I got this stinky little disease that I took a Z-Pak for, and it was done. And the dude who probably gave it to me, the woman who gave it to me, probably didn't even know they had it. It was just, it is what it is. We're going to get it. But this ruse has got to continue, man. They can't let this go. They got to make it so. Mask mandates, forced vaccinations looming. Frauds continue to get elevated in the discussion. Liars getting touted as experts. As the vaccine for Wu flu kills people all over the world. As they tout it here in the United States, all over the world. This vaccine, they're telling, we are no longer going to be carrying the Johnson & Johnson or the AstraZeneca because it is killing people. And the CDC says, it's good over here, though. It's all good. Yeah. Oh, no. It's good over here. The version in America works great. You want to talk about these face coverings? Did you know that Arabs use face coverings to break the will and individuality of people years ago? It was a punishment to break you down. And ultimately, it became the face covering that is a symbol of submission that Arab women wear. Do you understand, people listening to this program? You are being submitted. People are doing this intentionally. They know the psychology of this mask. That's why they hate me. That's why people want to look at you like, ugh. And you got grown butt men out there wearing this mask like, you know what? They're going to make great wives of some Arab men one day. These psychological eunuchs. They have no ability to figure something out. You do know the psychology of this, folks. Without your face, you're not yourself. There is no individuality. If all I get to see are your eyes, I can't see your countenance inside of those eyes. You lose your individuality, you've lost self. Anyway, the CDC, who Joe Biden relies on for guidance, they got backlash over a New York Times claim that their risk assessment for outdoor transmission for COVID-19 was greatly exaggerated. Here's what they wrote. When the CDC released new guidelines last month for mask wearing, it announced that less than 10% of COVID-19 transmission was occurring outdoors. Media organizations repeated this statistic, and it quickly became the standard of description of frequency of outdoor transmission. But the number is almost certainly misleading, writes the New York Times. It appears to be based partly on misclassification of some COVID transmission that actually took place in enclosed places. An even bigger issue is the extreme caution of CDC officials who picked the benchmark 10% so high that nobody could reasonably dispute it. This is the New York Times calling foul on the CDC. Now I'm going to explain something. I don't need the New York Times to do my fighting for me. The chance of getting COVID outdoors is so minuscule, we shouldn't even be talking about it. 10%. Who would see? Wouldn't you like to know how they came up with that? Let me tell you. The same way they came up with the penalty for you riding your car in the high occupancy vehicle lane, when it says the penalty for riding in this lane with only one person is $345. And you go, well, where'd that come from? I told you earlier. From between the butt cheeks of some leftists. They just pulled it right out of their back orifice, if you know what I'm saying. There's no rhyme or reason to any of this. It's a freaking ruse. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.